بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their word and their deed. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, this is nothing but a clear Quran that is guidance for those of you who wish to go straight. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ, but you shall not will. إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, except as Allah wills, the Lord of all the worlds. That is a very clear statement, and there is no ambiguity there. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. That's it. And so, like this young man, mashallah, that Allah bless him to become Muslim, what did we do to have been chosen as Muslim? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bi'idhnillah ta'ala, that we come and leave this dunya as Muslim, because that's not always guaranteed. We know the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there will come a time where a man wakes up as a Muslim and goes to sleep kafir. Na'udhu billah min thalik. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book that we should say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبِنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Lord, do not change our hearts after You have guided us. So there is a clear, distinct possibility that even though today we are Muslim, tomorrow we may not be. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. May Allah give us refuge from that. But that now, alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. What did we do to be given this opportunity? The apex of this deen, the apex of this opportunity is the knowledge about Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana, our Lord. And with that comes knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these opportunities, it places us in the position to rise. The first floor is Muslim. And only through effort can we possibly rise to the other levels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said that there are signs of those other levels. He said, when you see a person frequenting the masjid, bear witness that he is what? Mu'min. He is a believer. And this is a coveted rank. This is a beautiful place. This is a sacred place. This is a desire of anyone who is Muslim to be known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and referred to as mu'min. And we know why. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers, they got it. They've won. They have succeeded. As we say every time we open the salah, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. فَلَحَ. فَلَحَ, success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Those who are believers, they got it. Jannah is theirs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that there are steps that they have taken to earn that rank. Now in the dunya, there's the in crowd. Every crowd has an in crowd. Whether it's business, someone may say Warren Buffett or Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. If you're rubbing shoulders with them, then you're in the in crowd, in that crowd. And the in crowd is coveted. It's protected. It's sacred in this dunya. Anybody that knows those people personally, they got them on speed dial, that they protect that information. They might never let you know unless they see you in too. Oh, I didn't know you knew so-and-so. Everybody in the dunya wants to be in the in crowd. And we all know why. Access. It comes with its accoutrements, status, an ability to have things that others can't have. And if you meet somebody, and y'all both in the in crowd, the first question to come up, how did you meet so-and-so? How did you get into the in crowd? What did you do on Yawm al-Qiyamah? There's an in crowd. And those who ain't on the end of that in crowd, Allah says, they will have no friends there that day. There will be no appeal. Their wealth won't help them. And they would ransom the earth in gold if they could to save them from what's going to go down on those who ain't in the in crowd, who are not known as believers, mu'minun. There is requirements to get to that space. Each has their requisite. Each has rules. And with this deen comes rules. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the best thing that Allah SWT has given this ummah is that it is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with this ilm, with this opportunity, with this knowledge, and this status, and this place and space and time, to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ilm that comes with that is sacred. And we should not take it for granted. And one of those things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, especially for us today, that me, meaning my time, and as-sa'a, I like this. And he held up two fingers and you could not see a space between them. So as Muslims, as is the topic of our khutbah today, we understand as-sa'a or yawm al-qiyamah or the day of judgment because of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be very near. And it has its signs. And we want to discuss one of those signs, that the hour, as-sa'a, is coming. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he says in his book, قالوا, they said, and they were speaking to Dhul Qarnayn. They said, قالوا يا ذا القرنين إِنَّا يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. This is in Surah Al-Kahf, and if Allah has blessed you to be amongst those who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is the day that you read Surah Al-Kahf, preferably in the masjid. So you would have found this ayah in Surah Al-Kahf, the 18th chapter, the 94th ayah. They said, O Dhul Qarnayn, indeed Ya'juj and Ma'juj are doing great mischief in the land. Shall we then pay you a tribute in order that you might erect a barrier between us and them? First question, You gather from the ayah, if you're not familiar, that Dhul-Qarnayn has some power. But the next question is, who's the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, if you don't already know? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the hour, as-sa'ah, will not appear until you witness 10 signs. Number one, this is not in order, by the way. Rasulullah sallallahu did not, in this particular hadith, say that they are in an order. But he mentioned them as a group. 10 things will come about first before the hour will appear. Number one, the sun rising from the west. Number two, ad-dukhan, the smoke. Number three, the beast. Number four, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Number five, the physical return of Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. Number six, three landslides. The one in the east, number seven, the landslide in the west, number eight, and the landslide in the Middle East. Number nine, the appearance of Al-Mahdi, alayhi salam. And number 10, the fire that will blaze forth from the south of Eden, or Yemen. These 10 signs, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, must appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the end of all creation as we know it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when we deliver khutbah like this and delve into these types of subjects, it is important to understand, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "Wa huwa khallaqul alim." He creates, He is the creator that knows all. And He does what He wills. It is not for us to use our limited understanding and knowledge to judge what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may or may not do. Or even worse, our limited sight to say, oh, that exists or that does not exist. First off, as those of you who might have been present, when we recounted and delineated and listed the six beliefs, amongst them is that we believe in al-mala'ika. We can't see the angels. And that we, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that we are amongst those who believe in al-ghayb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the unseen. And so are a whole lot of other things. And if we accept the Quran, then as in Surah 72 is named al-jinn, then we believe in a group of creation, a type of creation that exists amongst us, with us, all of the time, that we cannot see. As Allah says in His book, they see you from a place that you cannot see them. So all of the, we accept that there are things that we simply cannot experience in the way that we experience the dunya on an everyday basis. We have to accept that those things are just as real as us. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a more permanent sign within ourselves. You have not yet seen yourself. No matter what you think you are, you ain't seen you yet. Because you leave this body every night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that in His book. And He takes the souls, and for those whose the time has not been decreed, He returns them after their sleep. You don't know where you've been, you don't know how you got out, you don't know how you got back, and you ain't seen you. So we have to believe in what we cannot see. That said, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, who are the Ya'juj and Ma'juj? Wahb ibn Manbih, he said that they are the children of the third son of Nuh, and that is Yafith. And they are all of our half brothers. Meaning that we share Adam alayhi salam as a father, but we do not share Eve as a mother. According to Ka'b al-Ahbar, from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are from the children of Adam alayhi salam, but their mother is not Eve. Adam, according to this hadith, slept and during his sleep had a nocturnal emission. And from that, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nutfa, as the hadith goes, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj were created. A majority of the scholars agree upon this. And so now the question becomes, where were they during the flood? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best we can say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But clearly, them and others were protected from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided for later. Where did their name come from? Well, some scholars say that their name comes from Ajij al-Nar, which means the sizzling or blazing of the fire. And so when they come out, they will explode. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Surah Al-Kahf, Yamuju, they will come from every mound, every spot. Yamuju, explode forth. And others say that this term has other meanings as well. But at the end of the day, they are both the same. The Ya'juj and Ma'juj are both the same type of people, of species. And they have a mission for the last day. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the jinn and the ins, or mankind, are 10 parts. Nine of them, consist of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And the rest, that other 10th, is the ins and the jinn. None of the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj will die, according to this hadith, before his children and grandchildren at least number 1,000. Now, you've got to think about that for a minute. We'll get into a little bit of detail later. But according to Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj are from the bloodline of Adam alayhi salam, and they are of 3 nations. None of them shall die until his children and grandchildren at least number 1,000. Now those 3 nations, according to Ibn Umar, were Ta'wil, Ta'ris, and Mansak. These are the tribes amongst the Juj and Ma'juj. Now according again to Ibn Abbas, radiallahu an, that the Ya'juj and Ma'juj are 10 parts of the children of Adam, and the children of Adam are one of those 10th, and none of them shall die of the Juj and Ma'juj until 1,000 males from his children carry white weapons. That means of each person. So for Hassan, 1,000. For our brother here, 1,000. For our brother here, 1,000. That's each. Think about that. And then for each of their 1,000, 1,000. And for each of their 1,000, 1,000. And that no one of them will die until they see that 1,000. Now, continuing with the hadith, the length of each one of these is 20 hand spans, and some of them are the same height and width of their lances, and some of them can use their ears as beds. Continuing, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, according to Hudhayfa and related by Tabarani, that the Ya'juj are a nation with 400 leaders, and so are the Ma'juj, meaning that they are a nation with 400 leaders, and none of them shall die before he witnesses 1,000 horsemen from his children. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Ka'b al-Ahbar, he said that the Ya'juj and Ma'juj are of three species. One of them are tall, like cedar trees. Another are no taller than four hand spans. And others can use their ears to cover themselves in the winter and to cool themselves in the summer. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was reported to have said, according to Qutada, that Ya'juj and Ma'juj are 22 tribes. And when Dhul-Qarnayn built the barrier between those that are mentioned in the Holy Quran, he cut off only 21. The 22nd was away at war. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what happened to that 22nd. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiyallahu an, he mentioned when describing them that the people of the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj vary. Some of them are very tall, some of them are very small, and they have claws, some of them, instead of fingernails, and others have teeth like lions and hair like fur. He also said that they have claws and their voice is like the howling of a wolf. And their hair is long, and the bones of their ears protect them from the cold of the winter, and the flesh of their ears cool them in the summer. And some of them have horns, and others have tails. Just a moment, a brief moment here, that we have an understanding. Not every myth is a lie. If you think about this, especially these descriptions, and about what they are capable of, you will start to understand where some of these folklore, folk tales, and description of other creatures come from. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, we remind you as we remind ourselves. Inna Allah khalaqul alim. Surely Allah is the all-knowing creator. And surely Allah does whatever He wills. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as reported in the Book of Muslim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Isa alayhi salam will appear, and later he will come with a people whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected from ad-Dajjal. And Isa alayhi salam will pass his hands over their faces and talk to them about their status in paradise. And at that moment, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Isa alayhi salam, I have permitted some of my slaves whom no one can conquer to be unleashed on the earth. Take my servants that are with you to Mount Tur. And then the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be unleashed upon the earth, and they will eat everything of the water of the earth. People will try to hide from them in their homes and try to hide their animals. The first of them, the vanguard, will drink everything, and their rear guard, meaning the people at the end, will come and they will say, there used to be a river here. And they will pass by Lake Tabariya and devour it. Isa alayhi salam will come with his companions, and at that time, the severed head of a dead bull will be worth more than 100 dinars, meaning that there will be nothing left except dead carcasses to eat. Another hadith in Muslim reports that the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will say, we've killed everybody on earth. Let's turn our attentions to kill everyone in the heavens. And they will fire their arrows at the heavens, and Allah will return their arrows stained with blood. In another hadith, they will throw their spears into the sky, it says, and those spears will return with blood on it. The people will suffer severely because there will be nothing on earth to eat. And if one of their number die, they eat him too. And if they should find a human being, he is their food. And if one of them should die, at that time, 1,000 more will take its place. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Hatta idha futihat ya'juju wa ma'juju wa hum min kulli hadabin yansilun. Until when the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj are let loose from their barrier, and they will swiftly swarm from every mound. Isa alayhi salam and his companions will pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will descend upon them a worm, descend upon the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, a worm. And this worm is normally found in the nose of camels or lambs. This worm will bite them in their necks and kill them. One bite, and instantly that Ya'juj or Ma'juj will drop dead. Then the Muslims will see that they are dying, and they, as well as those who were hiding, will come out of their shelters. Thereafter, Isa alayhi salam and his companions will find that there is no single spot on the earth not covered by the decaying bodies of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a wind to blow for 8 days, and that wind will become like smoke, and it will only make people who are alive feel as if that they have a cold. And after 3 days, all of the dead will be in the sea. In another hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send birds with long necks to grab the dead and throw them into the ocean. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send heavy rain to wash the earth, causing it to shine so much that you can see your reflection like you're looking in the mirror. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the earth to produce her fruits and treasures. And at that time, a pomegranate will feed a huge group. And the people will walk under trees so tall that they will not be able to pass under their shade, even if they walk for months. And in the wake of the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj, the Muslims will feed their fires for 7 years from the spears of the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj, as well as their shields. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, the children of Adam are of 70 species, except the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj. With them, they would be 71 species. For the most part, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj look like animals. They eat and drink, and they are male and female. Some have the faces of human beings. Some are tall. Some are short. Some are no more than 5 handspans tall. They go naked without shoes or clothes. Their hair is like that of the camel. Each has 2 ears with long hair growing out, and some have hair growing on the inside of their ears. There are those among them that have, instead of fingernails, claws. And among them are those whom, if they want to sleep, they can lie on one ear as a mattress and use the other as a blanket. Their main food are large whales that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rains down upon them. And when the rains come, this is their best season, and they fatten themselves and increase their numbers, and it will suffice them even to the next year. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to withhold the food from them for a year, they become ravenous and wander about their earth, devouring whatever they find. They are the fastest and most voracious, even faster than locusts. Whatever town they pass, those who didn't run and hide are eaten. Never have they been defeated. And when they pass by a town, they have never left it in any shape that is recognizable. Their stench itself is a weapon, and it kills before they reach any enemy. Should they approach, their roar can be heard 100 miles away, just like a storm wind can be heard from a far off distance. When they march, they sound like huge swarms of bees. And the sign of their approach is that any animal, insect or otherwise, is on the run from them. The area that they pass through, no matter what it is, plant, animal, insect, life, whatever, is eaten. They leave nothing behind. None of them come into existence without knowing exactly when he or she will die. And none of the males die before having at least 1,000 children. And none of the women die before they have at least 1,000 children. When they know that they have had that child, they prepare for death and they refuse to look for food. When they decide on a place to attack, they never change their mind. And throughout the eons, the only defeat they have ever suffered was in the days of Dhul-Qarnayn. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions these people that Allah protected them from. When they first heard of their approach and Allah blessed Dhul-Qarnayn to come at that time, they said, "We are aware that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with means, cavalry, and power. And he has given you command over light and day, the light of the day, rather, and the darkness of the night. And we are the neighbors of these people, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and nothing stands between us except these mountains. And there is no road for them to approach us except through this mountain pass. Should they come, they will leave nothing behind. And we are afraid that they may attack at any moment. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wisdom and power to make a barrier between us and them to protect us." And so Dhul-Qarnayn, he said to them, "Okay, bring me pieces of iron and copper." They said, "What's iron and copper?" He said, "These are metals that you will find in these mountains around you." They said, "How are we going to get it out of the mountains?" So Dhul-Qarnayn, he ordered them to bring a stone of that age. It was called Samur. And they could use that stone to cut into the mountains and mine iron and copper. Afterwards, Dhul-Qarnayn, alayhi salam, he hollowed out large stones and created cauldrons, which he melted the iron and copper to use as mortar between the boulders that he set at the mouth of the mountain pass, the barrier. And it became like a dress with many colors. When Dhul-Qarnayn finished, the Ya'juj and the Ma'juj were hemmed in and confined to that place until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that they will break through, every day that they dig, they get a little closer. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so that, as this hadith says, that they dig all day, scrape and scratch, until the night comes. And one of them says, "Wait, return to your homes and you will finish your mission tomorrow." And so they stop. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores the barrier just as Dhul-Qarnayn alayhi salam left it. And so when they return in the morning, they have to start from scratch. This will continue to happen until Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have one of their numbers say, "Wait, finish your mission tomorrow. Insha'Allah, tomorrow you will be successful." And so they will return to their homes. Yet when they return the following morning, they will see their work just as they left it. And then, by the permission of Allah, they will be unleashed on the earth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, look at how much the fate of the earth hangs upon, inshallah, the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Look at what Allah has given us as ilm, as knowledge. 1400 years separate us in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to know and understand what may be coming. All you have to do is look at the news. All you have to do is be aware and pay attention. All you have to do to know that time is coming up, that the hour is drawing near, is just simply pay attention. The more and more we see that it is very difficult just to speak the truth. But that does not change our responsibility and it does not diminish our opportunity. If we want to be on the in crowd, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, where it matters, where there will be only two of the three groups, as Allah mentions in Surah Al-Waqiyah, that are successful. The Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, wa Ashab al-Yameen. Those are the in crowd. And they have achieved that status by doing something to deserve it. As Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely the believers are successful. Amongst those things that they do, they spend from what Allah has given them. They have learned to detach their love for the dunya. They've detached, they've removed themselves from that. And they've achieved what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ, a submissive heart, purified from what? The taint of attachment to the dunya. Why do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sure you leave everything that you coveted right here? Why do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that a millah, a way, a habit of the human being, no matter who it is? Okay, you the Pharaoh, okay, you got all this gold, okay, you want us to put it in your tomb, once we seal it, we're going to rob it. We're going to take everything in there. Because what? We all know, you dead. And there's nothing that you can do with it. Ain't not yet one Pharaoh got up out of his tomb and say, yo, what you doing? Not one. And so that is the way of the world. You die, we take. Simple as that. The more you got, the more we gonna take. The dunya will not leave you to go, leave you with anything to go from here except your deeds. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And on that day, the one who has done just a little bit of good, he will see it. And one who has done just a little bit of evil shall see it. Plant while you have a time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. The sadaqah grows in the hereafter. It blossoms and sprouts and creates shade and protection from the fire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, اتقوا النار لو بشق تمر. Shield yourself from the fire, even if it be with a piece of date. If you want to be in the in crowd, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, then we have to show that we appreciate what Allah has given us in the days of the dunya. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show that you are grateful, He will increase what He gives. May Allah bless us to be amongst the grateful. May Allah bless us to be amongst the generous. May Allah bless us to appreciate what Allah has given us of this opportunity, that He guided us to al-Islam and blessed us to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And may He bless us to die upon the Shahada and return to Him with hands full of good deeds and be idhnallah ta'ala safety from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen. We pray upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر